Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. And joining me for my first segment coming back to this show is somebody that I've gotten to know fairly well, just because my own daughter goes to Calumet High School. She is part of the JROTC program there and has had a lot of great times, educational times, in the couple of years that she's been involved. I've definitely seen her grow. And so I was very thrilled to hear that her instructor, Major Michael Farley, was selected for a state award, the VFW Michigan Secondary School Teacher of the Year Award. And having firsthand knowledge of the work that is done or being done there at the Calumet High School through the JROTC program, it was my privilege and certainly an honor to invite Major Farley here, and he is joining me today. Major Farley, thank you for joining me on the show.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.
And I meant what I said. You know, having that firsthand knowledge, I've seen the results of your work that you're doing up in Calumet High School with the students and those in part of the ROTC program, the JROTC. So you were given this award. Tell me how you first heard about it.
Well, I knew from our local VFW that they intended to nominate me for the award. The award starts at local levels with local VFW posts, and our post is Calumet, VFW Post 3900, and their Ladies Auxiliary. And so I knew that they had nominated me, but then it goes through a process where at the district level receives nominations from all the local VFWs within the district, and then they have to adjudicate that and decide who they're going to nominate for state. And they picked me, and then at state level, all the nominations from the districts are adjudicated, and then the state picked me also. So I'm very, very thrilled to have been nominated and to have been accepted for this kind of an award.
Do you know what kind of criteria goes into selecting the winner of this?
I think the biggest criteria is getting your students involved in your school and your community and patriotic activities.
Speaking of patriotic activities, as my limit of knowledge of your background is just pretty much my experience with you dealing with my daughter and the other students. Tell me kind of how you ended up teaching JROTC. What led you to that point?
Well, it's kind of interesting. I served in the Army active duty for 21 years and spent a lot of time away from my family, of course. And so when my oldest daughter started her senior year and my baby daughter was in fifth grade, I really decided I wanted to spend a lot more time with my baby daughter, so I decided to pursue another career path. And I actually wanted to teach special education or elementary education, and took JROTC kind of as a, well, I'm going to see how I like this and see if it fits for me. And fortunately for me, I tried it out because I absolutely love it. I've been doing it for 17 years. I've been an instructor, and I think it's a perfect fit for me. I love working with high school students.
Working in the news, we hear a lot of things that come out of the Calumet High School, the success of the program there, which you were involved in. And it seems to be one of the better ones in the state. You got to be quite proud of that.
Well, I am proud of that, and I'm proud of what work our students do. But I think that the success of the ROTC program is just a component of the overall success of CLK Public Schools and Calumet High School. Because as you've seen, you can look at our website and you can see all the accolades that we get statewide and nationally. And that's just part of the culture at Calumet is success in many different areas, and ROTC is just one of them.
Now, you're the recipient of the award, but how many people go into sort of running this program besides yourself that make this happen?
Well, that's a really great point. I have an excellent partner, First Sergeant Mark Powell, and he and his wife are huge supporters, huge helpers, in the program. I've had previous assistants, Sergeant First Class Frank Phillips. We worked together for almost 10 years, and before him, First Sergeant Tony Beach. So these people and I mean, they work together with me as a partnership, and we work early in the morning and late tonight together. So, I mean, when I get the award, it was specific to me, but it's also, I have to share that with these other folks that really make a huge difference in the lives of our kids.
So a little over a year and a half ago when my daughter comes to me, and she had been involved in various other programs in junior high, ice skating and things, and She says, she's asking my permission. She says, Dad, is it okay that I join ROTC? And so I put on the required concerned dad's face to make sure that she's making a choice she wants to make. I did not want to push her in one way or the other. But already there, I was sort of beaming with a little bit of pride that she would want to do this. And she seemed to understand the kind of commitment that it was going to take. I guess describe for me the students that maybe, you know, are on that threshold where they're coming to a, you know, an opportunity they could join JROTC. They're at the eighth, going to the ninth grade level, or maybe starting out in high school. What do you look for in a student? What qualities should they have?
We say that the ROTC program offers something for everyone. So we're not looking for anything in particular in a student. What we're looking for is somebody who's interested in learning about themselves primarily and contributing to our school and our community and contributing to citizenship, because that's the ultimate goal of our program, is to foster citizenship among our students in the school. So we do an eighth grade orientation program, and we explain all of the different programs that we offer through the ROTC department. And we hope that some of the students find some of those programs interesting, because everybody takes ROTC as a class, and then it's your option whether you want to be in JLAB, which is our Leadership and Academic Bowl, or whether you want to be in Raider program, which is physical fitness, outdoor sports, or whether you'd like to do marksmanship or drill. And we also ask everybody to do color guards, because we find that color guards are a great team building exercise. They're a way to honor our nation. They're a way to honor our sports fans and our sports teams. And we can do that for almost every sport and almost every game. So it's something for everyone. And when we look at the students that come into the program, we hope that they will find a niche that they're interested in.
I know a lot of us were very happy to see the color guard group come out to the beginning of the different high school games. And perhaps as excited as we possibly can be seeing the skating color guard coming out, because it is such a novelty. And you don't find that anywhere else that we're aware of.
No, not a standing team. I mean, there may be folks to get together and do a performance here or there, but we have a team that practices every morning. We're just blessed by the Calumet Hockey Association that allows us to use the ice, and we practice on Tuesdays and Thursdays, usually from 6:45 to 7:30, and they practice various routines. And then we were featured in a national level magazine run by the U.S. Army Cadet Command, where we stated that we're the only standing skating color guard in the nation, and nobody disputed that, and that was a couple of years ago. So we're pretty sure we're the only ones. And it's kind of interesting how that came about, too, because when I first got to the Calumet program in 1998, we didn't have a skating color guard, and we were announced at a hockey parents' night program that we were going to be presenting. But I had just gotten there, and I had no knowledge of this, so I was a little embarrassed that we weren't able to do it. And then I asked the question, why don't we have a skating color guard? Why don't we present? And that was the genesis of starting the skating color guard routines. And they've progressed over the years. And so we're really proud of that program. And I know your daughter's in that program, a primary member.
Now, the commitment that it takes from the part of the student to be part of JROTC, even in just being in one of the programs, much less more than one, I imagine that the benefits that they receive outweigh the effort that they have to give, and those benefits spill over to other parts of their both academic and personal lives.
Yeah, I think so, because really we don't do anything in the program that doesn't have an objective. Even if it's a color guard, I mean, there's an objective there. There's personal responsibility. You have to get your uniform ready. You have to show up early to practice. I mean, there are tangible benefits that benefit kids throughout their high school careers by getting involved in these extra programs. And we spend a lot of time. We spend a lot of time with the kids, and I'm very proud of them. I think they do just an excellent job in all these different areas.
I imagine one misconception that some students might shy away from being part of the JROTC, believing that only those who want to go on a military service track should be interested in that. Is that true, or is JROTC for everybody?
Well, JROTC is for everybody, and there's not really that many students that go into military service afterward. We encourage the students to go to college, and if they want to go in the military, go to college first and then go in the military. You can go to a college ROTC program, the objective of which is to get a commission in the United States Army or any of the other services. But that's really not our objective. Our objective is citizenship. And we do have some difficulty trying to get that across to parents and students. There's a misconception that we're about recruiting or we're about, you know, trying to persuade people to be in the military, and we're just not. And any of the students in the program could explain that to you and tell you that, no, Mage and First Sergeant don't try and encourage us to go in the military. We don't discourage it. If that's what you want to do, we'll help you with that. But we really want kids to be productive citizens in whatever capacity that they feel like, you know, suits them.
Well, on the flip side, if military service is something that you're inclined to do and, you know, you're looking forward to that, how does being part of JROTC help you prepare?
Well, I think it's a great place to prepare. You learn the basics of military structure and military discipline. You learn military drill so you can march. You understand how to take orders and how to give orders. And so I think that's a benefit. That's a benefit in life as well. But if you go in the military after spending 3 years in the junior ROTC program, if you enlist, you can enlist at a higher pay grade and a higher rank than the average person enlisting off the street. So you get a one rank promotion immediately right off the board. And if you go to college ROTC, you can have some of your initial college ROTC training waived after you've been through 3 or 4 years of the junior ROTC program. So there are some tangible benefits there as well.
Let's talk about some of the different programs individually that your school offers. And let's start with one we've heard about here on the Keweenaw Report is the JLAB, because you've had some recent success in previous years.
We've had great success in JLAB, not only in JLAB in terms of a competitive program, but just in terms of what our real motivation and our real objective is behind the Leadership and Academic Bowl process. So our two main programs, one is Raiders in the Morning, which we can discuss. But JLAB is an after-school program, and I call it the bookends of the ROTC program, because on the one hand, we have physical fitness, teamwork, outdoor sports, really trying to encourage kids physically and nutritionally. And on the other hand, we have kids studying the ROTC curriculum, studying advanced English, reading, mathematics, sciences. And so it's physical fitness and it's intellectual fitness. So the JLAB program actually originated about 10 years ago as a leadership symposium, which evolved into a competition. And it has two components. One component is study of the JROTC curriculum. So the students study the 4-year JROTC curriculum, which includes a lot of government and civics and leadership, of course, and take tests on that, online testing. And all 1,731 JROTC programs are required to participate in the testing, at least in the first level. And the academic component is really ACT and SAT work. And so we study ACT, everything that's on the ACT. We really have been focusing on the ACT up until now. But with the state of Michigan changing to the SAT starting next year, we're going to switch our focus to SAT prep as well. But we've actually been doing both because the test that we take online actually covers both. So our success has been that we have participated and qualified for nationals on multiple occasions, many years. In fact, it's almost unusual for us not to qualify for nationals, although I have to say the competition has been getting more and more difficult over the past at least 3 or 4 years. So in 2012, we went to nationals in Washington, D.C. with a pretty young team. I had one sophomore, and the rest were all freshmen. And they had studied the JROTC curriculum very, very diligently for about a year, and they won the national title, which we thought was remarkable for any school to do out of 1,731 competitors. But for a small school, you know, in rural Michigan, to be able to do that with a bunch of freshmen was really remarkable. And those freshmen are all seniors now, and they are the key leaders in the JROTC program.
I remember when you your team won that award in 2012. It was big news, and we were so happy for them. And that was before my daughter became involved in it. So, but I'm sure it was one of the things that led her to want to pursue this. I have to imagine that those who take part in this, because you study the ACTs and they're going to be, you know, the SATs as well, because of their importance to college admissions, that this really helps those students when it comes to actually taking those real tests.
Yes, and that speaks to what I was talking about my real objective for the Leadership and Academic Bowl. I love winning competitions. I'm a competitive guy. However, I tell the kids, we win whether we win or not. Because we win when your ACT score is higher. We win when it makes you more competitive for scholarships, for merit-based scholarships at colleges and so forth. And a lot of our students are performing exceptionally well on the ACT, a lot of our JLab kids, and they're getting a lot of college money. And that's really what I want. What I want out of it is be better prepared educationally for college, be better prepared financially for college through scholarships. And we spend a lot of time on that.
So participating in JLab might keep you after school for a little while. If you're in Raiders, you're going to be getting up a little bit earlier.
You're going to be getting up a lot earlier, yep. We start Raider physical fitness training 5 days a week at 6:30, and we also have weekend activities. It's a very strenuous program, and it will really tax our kids physically, tax them in terms of teamwork. And Mr. Torzik, our principal, likes to talk about grit, and Raiders will help with your level of grit.
Do you find that you have to be, you know, already very strongly athletically inclined to take part in Raiders? You're already part of a football team, the hockey team, those type of things, or can you be successful even if sports isn't really your forte?
Well, you don't have to be very physically fit to join Raiders, and in fact, you don't have to be an intellectual powerhouse to join JLab. Our goal is improvement. So wherever you start from, our goal is improvement. We have students that take part in Raiders in particular and JLab because they want to improve. You know, the JLab, they want to improve their ACT scores and their maybe success in some of their academic classes. And in Raiders, they want to improve their physical fitness. Sometimes that's weight loss. Sometimes it's weight gain. Sometimes it's strength training. Sometimes it's speed. They have their own individual desires, and we try and tailor what we do to help them individually. So you can be completely out of shape and still be in Raiders. So we're not a school that wants just the top-notch best competitors, the top-notch best you know, in terms of grades and so forth, to be in these programs. We want everybody to be in the program because everybody can benefit from it in some way.
Now, with Raiders, I'm sure, as you said, you know, strength is one thing that can be improved. I would also see a stamina, just the ability to stick to itness, because you have to build that quality in order to, you know, get through some of the hard work that you put through in that program. And certainly that could be applied to anywhere in life.
Yeah, absolutely. And teamwork also, because Raiders is a team, you know, JLab is a team. Everything we do is team, and everything we do has a student in charge of it. We are their mentors and facilitators, but we don't take charge of these activities. We expect the students to be in charge. And for Raiders, for example, this weekend we're hosting our second we call it the Arctic Raider Challenge competition. Different schools host their Raider challenges, you know, throughout the country, and we have Arctic conditions for sure right now with the 15 below zero. But we have snow and we have cold, and so our Arctic Raider Challenge is tailored to our area, and that includes a snowshoe course, an Akio sled course, an Akio sled being, you know, a cargo sled, military cargo sled you have to pull around. A litter carry. A litter carry is where you have a casualty and you carry them on a stretcher. Of course, our casualty is only sandbags. And then typical stuff like map reading and first aid, which are common to pretty much all Raider competitions. So we have schools coming from as far away as Jackson, Michigan, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the Twin Cities, and Ironwood. And they're coming to Calumet this weekend on the 21st of February to participate in our Raider Challenge competition, and they're all very excited about it.
Yeah, they're definitely going to get some Arctic training for the weather we've had, as you pointed out. Now, you've also mentioned the marksmanship program. Tell me about that.
Marksmanship is target shooting. We shoot pellet rifles. We shoot three positions, prone, which is laying down, kneeling, and standing. And we've just started over the past 2 years to really rebuild our marksmanship program, and we have planned some actual, you know, shoulder-to-shoulder marksmanship competitions coming up this school year. Usually we do postal matches where we shoot the match and we send it off to the school to be scored. Then it doesn't require travel, but we're trying really, really hard to get our marksmanship program up to possibly being a national competitor. Our Raider program, we intend to have it as a national competitor as early as next year, and our JLAB program has been a national competitor for several years. So we intend to compete at the state and national level in all of these key areas.
So there's a lot of different things for participants of JROTC, whether, you know, that you can get involved in different programs. I mean, if you're you know, more the academically inclined, you said that you can get involved with JLAB, but then you don't have to limit yourself to that, because you might be the exact type of person who should be in Raiders benefiting from that, because maybe that's where you need to build, not necessarily where your major strength is, but sort of build up some of those areas you're not so strong.
That's true. And, you know, we try to encourage kids to try everything out and then pick what you really want. It's a little tough for kids to be involved in more than two activities. I know Haley, your daughter's involved in Raiders in the morning, and she has true grit, absolutely. I mean, she will never miss, no matter how cold it is, no matter what's going on. And she stays after for JLAB, too, and she's a very main competitor on that as well. So, but you can see from personal experience that it's difficult for a student to come in at 6:30 and then stay there until 5:30 or 6 at night doing other activities. And if you add a third one in there, well, now it's really, you have a scheduling conflict, probably.
Sure. Now, with this year's competition for JLAB, where does that stand right now?
Right now, we've taken our final test. The leadership test is, our team is competing against 519 other schools who decided to take the test, and we have to be in the top 40 to advance to nationals. And the academic team has to be in the top 26 of 648 teams. We've been there before, and we did well on the tests. We always hope you can do better, but we did well, and so we won't know until around the 1st of March where we stand on that. But we're still hopeful that we are, one or both teams are going to be in D.C. for nationals this summer.
Now, last year you qualified for nationals, but funding was restricted you from being able to go. Any danger of that happening again?
No. Funding is secured for this year, at least the funding from the Army. It's not quite enough to get us there, but we'll do some additional fundraising once we find out whether or not we made it to nationals. And incidentally, last year we were the only team that had, or the only school that had four teams qualify for nationals. There was not another school in Cadet Command to do that.
But you couldn't go, so
nobody went. They canceled the whole thing. So it was all done online last year.
Okay. Well, definitely we'll be rooting for them this year and hoping they can make that trip and see how well they can do on the national stage. We just got a little bit more time left here, but I wanted to ask you what the goals are for the near future, like just the stuff that you would like to see happen with the program.
Well, right now we're focusing in on a Raider competition this weekend. What we want to do very soon, as I mentioned, is qualify for Raider Nationals, which is in Georgia next November. So we have a Raider competition coming up in May that is a qualifying event. So we're looking at having probably two teams in Raider Nationals next November, and continue with our JLAB program and continue, I guess, our transformation to the SAT over the ACT, which is probably going to be a bit of a trick for us because we've been focusing for ACT for so long that all of our materials are, you know, built on that, and switching to the SAT is going to require quite a bit of work.
If you're a student or a parent of a student who is interested in getting involved with JROTC, what's the best way to find out more information?
The best way is go to the Calumet High School website and look for JROTC under organizations. And all of our contact information is there, and information about all of our programs is there. So we have our own website that's a subset of the Calumet High School website.
My guest this segment has been Major Michael Farley from Calumet High School and JROTC instructor there, who, again, I'll congratulate you on your VFW Michigan Secondary School Teacher of the Year. Major, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
Major Farley wanted me to pass along a few of these other acknowledgments as well, who helped make the program so successful, including the cadets. They are the ones that do all of the work in the community service projects, CLK Public Schools administrators and staff, our local community members, the Michigan Army National Guard, for their support is invaluable, and they could not do what they do without them. VFW Post 3900 and the Ladies Auxiliary. Pat's Foods, always a huge supporter of the school and the program. American Legion Post 61, Copper Country Elks, and the CLK Rotary. Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.